The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time for a summer treat. We're joined by executive chef at Anantara the Marker in Dublin and at Forbes Street Restaurant Within, co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out. Gareth Mullins, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm great. And I've just been tucking into pavlova with summer berries and creme chantilly.
Yeah, and I think I say this about all desserts that I make, but this is probably one of my favourite desserts at this time of year. I have memories from a child of eating this dessert. Very fond memories.
And what I loved about what I've just had is that the meringue is not hard. It's soft.
Yeah, and really, if you're going to buy the meringues, which you often see them sold in
the dry as dust a lot.
Yeah, and I'd make eating mess if I was doing that. I wouldn't make a meringue out of that, because I think the key with those type of desserts is that when the meringue gets a little bit softer. So a pavlova, I lived, as you know, out in Australia for a couple of years, and there's always this argument of who invented pavlova. Was it the Australians or was it the Kiwis, New Zealand?
Oh, really?
Now, they both of them feel passionately about that they either one did. It was created for a ballerina, Anna Pavlova, was travelling over there on a big tour. So anyway, why it was created for her is because the chef wanted to make something that was very light and elegant. And I think he did.
Incorporating a lot of their summer fruits.
Exactly.
As well.
Yeah. So the one we're doing today is with summer fruits and creme chantilly, as you said. So for the pavlova part, what you're going to need is 4 egg whites. And it's important that you don't get any yolk in here. So be careful doing it. If a little bit of yolk falls in, use the shell to catch it back out again. Okay. That's the little chef's trick. 250 grams of caster sugar, a tablespoon of white wine vinegar. You can use lemon juice if you don't have white wine vinegar. A tablespoon of corn flour, and that's what keeps it nice and soft and a little bit chewy. And a teaspoon of vanilla extract. And then the garnish is going to be 250 grams of strawberries, 150 grams of blueberries, and 150 grams of raspberries. 3 tablespoons of icing sugar, 350 mils of double cream. Double cream just holds a little bit longer if you're making a big cake. And then a teaspoon of vanilla extract. So what do you need to do? Preheat your oven with no fans, so the conventional setting on your oven, to 140 degrees, and close the door, set it to one side. Then I want you to lay out a piece of parchment paper onto a baking tray and use a dinner plate and just trace a circle. Okay. That's just going to make life a little bit easier when we actually go to putting it together. And then you're going to whisk the egg whites in a stand mixer or with a hand mixer. It's kind of hard enough to do this now with a hand whisk.
And there's no sugar or anything added?
No sugar. It's just the egg in a nice clean whisking bowl. And you want to whisk until it gets the stiff peaks. Then what you're going to do is add 3/4 of the sugar, so 200 grams of the sugar, tablespoon at a time while the mixer is running. And what's going to happen is then it's going to turn like really glossy and really shiny. Like, you want it on full speed, and this process is going to take you about 6 or 8 minutes. So this is how you're going to get a really smooth meringue. And then when you're 3/4 of the way through the sugar, take your corn flour and mix it with the last little bit of sugar, and then feed that into the meringue. When you've done
beating all the while,
all the time, the mixer is on full bore. It's on number 10 or whatever number. And then what you're going to do is add in your tablespoon of white wine vinegar and your tablespoon of vanilla extract until it's fully combined. And that's basically your pavlova mix made.
And it's quite stiff at this point.
It'll be kind of stiff and it'll be really shiny. If you just take a little bit of the meringue mix and just run it through to your fingers, you want to make sure that you can't feel any granules of sugar. Okay. That's the trick. And then once it's nice and smooth, if it's not nice and smooth, just keep beating it. Okay. And it will go smooth. Now at that point, you want to spread that out onto the circle that you've created on your tray. Now it will expand a tiny little bit when it's in the oven. But when you're using a spatula to put it on, just make sure that the centre of the pavlova is a little bit dipped, because that's where we're going to feed all the chantilly and all the berries. So you've left this circle, it's a little bit higher at the sides. Then you just gently place that into the oven, and I want you to bake it at 140 for 1 hour. Now after the hour is up, just turn the oven off and leave it in the oven for another hour. So it's to cool down. And what happens in that time, when the pavlova cooks in the 140, it slightly swells ever so slightly. Yeah. And then when you leave the oven door, and as the oven cools down, it'll just come back in on itself.
So you leave it in the
leave
oven
it
with,
in
the,
there, yeah,
with
yeah.
the door closed.
With the door closed. Yeah. What can sometimes happen if you take it out after the 140, the base of the pavlova is still a little bit too soft. But really, for me, a good pavlova should have a little crack on the outside, and then it should be lovely, air-like and soft, yeah. just like the one
just
you
like
just tasted.
Yeah.
And then what you're going to do is you're going to semi-whip the cream to soft peaks. You're going to put that in the centre of the cool pavlova, and then you just load up all the chopped strawberries, blueberries and raspberries on the top. And then the final little flourish is just give it a little dust of icing sugar. And what happens to the icing sugar? It just kisses the berries and makes them shine a little bit. But this is a perfect dessert if you're having family over.
Okay, and the great thing is that all the time that's involved is in the oven.
Yeah, exactly.
The prep time is actually quite short.
Yeah, and look, if you have people coming over for a Sunday lunch, you would make the pavlova in the morning. Then just before you're going to serve it, load on the cream, all the berries, dust it with icing sugar, centre of the table, away you go.
Excellent. Absolutely delicious, I have to say. Gareth Mullins, Executive Chef at Anantara The Marker in Dublin. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.